So it's then when I'm chatting with Jonathan Shepherd, the chairman of Alton Community Events. He's here to tell us more about the latest event taking place. Well, thanks for joining us.
Quite all right.
And what is it that you've actually got planned?
What we've got planned on the Saturday, the 14th of October, is I think it's the 5th Alton Apple Day, which is like a village fete centred around the apple. The main theme of it is the apple, where you can bring apples along, have them crushed, take away the juice, there's no charge for it. There'll be apple crushing and pressing demonstrations, but also there'll be loads of children's activities, face painting, there'll be teas, coffees, cakes, there's a cake, best apple cake competition. One of the main features is the apple wanging. We've got like a rugby goalposts where the bar can be raised, and you have to throw a sack of apples as high as you can, and there's men's, women's, children's competitions. It's actually taken quite seriously, and then there's some small prizes for the winners of that. There's music on all afternoon, there's loads of ciders on, and kindly put on by Sandra at the Bridge Hotel.
Now, the apple wanging, how big a bag of apples is it that people have to be able to throw up over the bar?
It depends on the day how much I put into the bag. It's normally half a sack full of apples, so I would say, guessing, sort of 10 kilos, 15 kilos of apples, maybe something like that. We always take a few out for the children to make it a little bit fairer.
Now, where is the event actually taking place?
The event is at the Alton Bridge Hotel, which is at the bottom of Alton by the river. It's a cracking spot, a beautiful bridge and views of the castle. They've kindly hosted it for the last 4 years, and they organise some wonderful music. There's always the cider bar on, and we'll be providing food down there for with pork and apple burgers. There'll be baked potatoes, teas and coffees, and probably a few other things going on. But also, the pub will still be open as normal, so you can still go and have your meals and drinks in there, whether or not you're coming for the Apple Day.
Yeah, and what time does it start?
It starts at 12, and I think we've advertised it as going on till 5 o'clock this year. It normally ends at about 4, but we'll end whenever it ends, whenever people seem to have had enough. But I think the pub are going to carry on playing music after the Apple Day's finished, and the cider bar will still be ongoing until it's run out. We charge £2 to get in as well, forgot to mention that. But once you're in, all the children's activities and things like that are free. There'll be a few craft stalls where you can spend a bit of money. Barbecue and the bar. So, but it's generally a cheap day, and if you bring your apples and a container, then you'll be able to take your juice home, and there's no charge for that. There's also apple identification experts there, so that if you've got some apples you don't know what they are, they'll try and identify them, and there'll be different varieties of apples that you can taste and chat to them about it. And there's also, hopefully, a beekeeper there so that can chat to you about beekeeping if you're interested in starting up.
So what happens if the weather isn't great?
Well, luckily, for the last few years, the weather's been okay. It was slightly drizzly one year, but it doesn't matter, because we've got big marquees that cover the music, the teas and everything. There's plenty of undercover areas to sit, and then there's always the pub as well, can go in there. But generally, even if it's chucking it down, there's plenty of shelter, so come along, whatever the weather.